Thank you again for your practice and your presence. I want to just share a few ideas, you could say, before we move into lunch and have a bit of a more kind of spacious time until we come back at 2 o'clock. So the one of the principles, you could say, we're playing with and we were just exploring in that meditation is if we bring in a different attitude or we start looking for things in different ways, we start to shape and change our experience. Okay? So you could say that in a way that seems like, oh yeah, yeah, I guess that's what we do. And it can also be something that can actually seem, in a different light, quite amazing that we can actually change our experience without any kind of external tools or drugs or things like this, that we can actually pay attention in different ways to different aspects of our experience and thereby kind of highlight them and also actually amplify how much of an experience they feel to be. Yeah. Taking the idea of a breath or a sound as this thing, this is what I'm going to pay attention to. And I'm going to pay attention to it in a particular way, and I start to develop and co-create a felt sense of experience. Okay? So in a way, that's the art of meditation. And it is an art, and just like, you know, if we were a landscape painting class and the first thing that we draw is kind of squiggly lines and then we get a sense of like what it's like to apply different pressures, or I'm got no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not a painter or an artist really. But, you know, we would do things and they wouldn't be masterpieces straight away. Yeah, we have to have that same sensibility with meditation. It's like, okay, we're trying something out. It's an art. It's a skill to develop. It could be taken to fantastic places and get a statue made out of us, you know, that we're so good at it. Or, you know, we're just going to be kind of, just, I doodle, I draw, I do stuff, and I feel a little bit better for having done it. Yeah. And anywhere between there, we would say, great, well worth doing. We're not going to become in control of our experience. Yeah? That would be a very weird place to be, wouldn't it? I'm going to have all the emotions that are good, and I'm going to have none of the emotions that are bad. I'm going to, you know, only pay attention to what's beneficial, what's helpful, what's wholesome, in ways which are beneficial, wholesome, and helpful for all beings. That's our aim, sure. But we're going to fall short. Why? Well, because we're not in control of everything, are we? Yeah? You can even set an intention, I'm going to pay attention to the breath, I'm going to pay attention to sounds, and then the mind will say, yeah, but what about? And away it goes. It's like the mind has a mind of its own. We have to live with this mind, yeah? And yet, when we notice, who noticed? Well, that's strange. Suddenly I notice I'm not with that. Some kind of awareness, where it is, where it's going. And then we play our skill, our craft. Let's bring the attention there. Let's bring it in this way. And we're guided by this intention that we have. Where did that intention come from? Somewhere quite deep. It's actually connected to what we value in life. It's what we live for. And we can bring it into being moment by moment by paying attention to the appropriate thing in the skillful way. Yeah? So we don't need to be in control. We don't need to be in charge. But we can shape, we can cultivate, we can bring things into being. And that way of bringing things into being is what we could call deepening. Yeah. So we could say habitually we're pulled around. And I'm not going to give you the nasty metaphors of that kind of experience, but we're quite pulled around by experience. And by being pulled around, it's a bit like being pulled around on water skis. It kind of keeps you up on the surface, hopefully, you know, and probably if you haven't got your skis on, you're just going to get dragged around and it's going to be quite bumpy, yeah. That's sometimes what we call dukkha, yeah, this bumpy experience through life. There's times where we can let go of being pulled around by that rope, disentangle ourselves and actually sink. And in this case, in this metaphor, sinking into the ocean is a good thing, yeah. We can breathe underwater, it's very comfortable there, it's very quiet, it's very calm, it's very soothing. We have that deepening experience. Oh, let go of that, that pull. Actually, that isn't such an attractive pull. And if I'm not attracted to it, I don't get pulled by it in such the same way. I can open, I can soothe, I can welcome, and I can allow myself to become more quiet. Yeah, encourage myself to become more quiet. And that would be like the deepening type of experience. And it's going to take practice, but we can keep practicing it and keep going with it. Yeah. And this is a great day to be doing that. And we can do that over lunch as well. So what's helpful there? Slowing down, interestingly, really slowing down. So you might be hungry now, you might not be. You will soon have a plate of food in front of you, perhaps, if that's where, you know, you're. If that's the right time for you, if you're online, you might be in a different time zone, might not be the right time, but many of us will be. And we can really take our time to savor, to deepen in connection to this, yeah, all of that. Equally, we can widen as well. I just want to speak a little bit about some of the ways that we can widen over this time. Probably, again, all quite obvious, but maybe just worth saying, worth reminding, putting in the space that we have collectively here. When you have a plate of food in front of you, how did that get there? It's a lot wider than the task at hand, okay? Fork it, spoon it, put it in the mouth, chew it, digest it. There's a lot more going on than that even, isn't there? And even that's quite a lot, you know, all the microbiome and all the other kind of thing and being an evolved being, thank goodness, you know, still have teeth or whatever it is, and you appreciate, widen that sense of there. But also, of course, somebody cooked this for us. Somebody grew it for us, yeah, or for someone like us. A lot has gone in there. Nature itself, sunshine, rain, good distance from a solar source and a planet evolves intelligent life. And here we are, that kind of wider sense of all of this. The narrowest possible sense is, this is my food, get away from it while I get it in, yeah? What's the widest possible sense? Probably it's endless how wide it can go. Yeah, how wide our sensibility of what it means to be life, sustaining life in that digestive process. Yeah. So as we're in that queue, we can actually celebrate, oh, the life in front of me is getting some life juice, life force, happiness comes through. Yeah, people behind me, I'll leave plenty for them. And we're in connection to our wider sensibility, our wider sense of community. Yeah. Same as when we shop, you know, or we prepare at home or whatever needs to be done. It can be a wider sense of the ethics, of the care that can come through us. Yeah. One other thing that I want to kind of put into the space is also when we come to practice, anytime, sitting, walking, eating the food, whatever, there can be a sense, it's quite automatic, quite interesting to notice that it turns up, is, but what's in it for me? Is that good for me? You know? Or I come into the meditation hall, meditation practice, I think, I hope I have a good meditation. Yeah? Quite normal to think that. I think it's normal to think that. I often think it, and I think I'm normal. I'm probably wrong, but you know, normal enough to think, yeah, that's probably what we think. But that's quite a limited, it's quite a narrow view of why someone might come into a meditation hall. And I think a better view, and actually more supportive, and even actually probably more fun, is to come in and hope that my presence here is going to give someone else a good meditation. Yeah, I don't mind if it's challenging, if it's difficult at times. I don't mind if I get bored. If someone else has a more enjoyable experience in their existence, I'll come. Yeah? Quite a different way of looking at it, and honestly, much more fun, much more enjoyable, much more sustainable, and actually also much more real, isn't it? It's actually much more truthful. That's probably also sets the bar a lot lower, you know. You don't need to keep checking. Oh, is it working? Is it not? And so we can just come in with that kind of sense of presence, of purpose. Yeah. So I just also wanted to drop that in. It's a wider sense, and I think you might find it's also a deeper sense. Yeah. Love to do things for others. It's a cause of happiness. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to take some time for lunch. As Luce said this morning, those online maybe didn't get to hear it. Also, you can take time to have an explore. If you're here in Devon, you can enjoy the fields, the landscape out here. Enjoy these sunny patches and rainy patches and being a nature being and feeling all of that type of experience. And then we're going to come back and we'll start off with actually a bit of guided movement, waking the body up, helping with that digestion, and then we'll come into a metta meditation. And metta is something we've already been exploring, in other words, this sense of welcoming, this sense of friendship, this sense of kindness to all phenomena, all beings, all elements of our experience. And so we'll have that as a guided practice following on from there. So it's all looking very good ahead of us. And I hope that you enjoy it. I hope you feel good to be where you are and how you are. And we'll take this time to move into the digestive part of the day. Okay, so thank you.